Hey guys, I'm Jason Guyman, host of the King of Pressure Wash podcast and YouTube channel. That is right. I have started my podcast. It comes out on every Tuesday night. You can check that out at kingofpressurewash.com/podcast. I'm a self-employed entrepreneur. I grew my business, pressure washing business, to a $1 million pressure washing business in under 5 years. And I'm here helping hundreds of pressure washers start, grow their business so that they can be the king of pressure washing in your area. Tonight's show, I'm going to talk a little bit about how to get to a $10,000 month. That is right. I've had three people, or I know of three people hit 10K in the month of October. And if you've hit 10K, let me know down in the box down here. But I do know that I've had three people hit it, and that is an amazing defeat. And so that is what I want to talk about. How do we get there? What do we need to do? Is there things that we can do to help us get there? All those awesome things. How much do we need to make a week? How much do we need to make a day? And when we break down the numbers, it's really not that hard. Yes, you can do two of the 10,000 that I know of. I'm sure there's several other, are actually in Florida. That's right, because everybody knows there's no way you can make 10 grand in Florida. That's all I ever hear. It's only a $99 guy down here. Well, two of the guys that I know that have hit 10 grand is in Florida right now. So what do we need to do? What do we need to do to be able to get to $10,000 a month? What are some things that we have to be able to get there? First off, we kind of got to need to know the numbers. What are the numbers that we need to know to hit 10K a month? Because if we know what we need to hit 10K a month, then we can, you know, we have to figure out how we got to get to that first. And so the very first thing is, you know, $10,000 a month, if we break it down, it really isn't that hard. It really isn't. So that's $2,500 a week, because there's 4 weeks in a month. So that's 10, 24 times that. So that comes out to $500 a day. So if the biggest thing is this right here. So $500 a day. If we can get our average ticket of just $300. Now, we got to get our average ticket up. Otherwise, these numbers don't work. So it's about packages. It's about, getting our average ticket up. I've been talking about this a lot here lately of how do we get our average ticket up? Because even if we can get our average ticket up $50, makes a big difference at the end of the day. So average ticket of $300, that means we only need 1.6 jobs per day. 1.6 per jobs per day. That's not too much. I don't think that's too much at all. And so I think that it's something that can absolutely happen at the end of the day. So what are some things that we got to do to be able to get 1.6 jobs per day? Well, the very first thing we got to do is once we start getting the phone to ring, we got to get the phone to ring. But once the phone starts to ring, we got to answer the phone. We got to answer it. We got to be quick. We got to upsell. We got to get our average ticket up higher and all that kind of thing. So I'm glad you asked. What do I need to do to get my phone to ring? This is probably the hardest thing for people to do, is getting the phone to ring. It's not just going to take off and the phone is just going to start ringing. That's not it. Are you going to do 10K your very first month? Very few people are going to do 10K their very first month. I know some people that have, but they've also had resources to be able to spend and be able to put money into stuff and be able to really push things to be able to get that 10K a month. And so these are some things that we have to do to get our 10K. So the very first thing is we got to do our Google or My Business. This is probably the very first thing. Now, I have been I have all this stuff in my membership, and you can, and I'm not pushing this right now, but you can go to pressurewashhelp.com/free. But I'm going to actually do more than what's in there, and I'm going to be putting more in there, because at the end of the day, I really do believe that Google My Business is probably the best SEO type stuff that you can do for your website, and even if you didn't have a website. And so I want to show you something here. So I always say how many photos we need, right? I say, if you want to look up Bright Local is a thing, and they did a data thing, and they're full of, they got a lot of data, and they do a lot of Google My Business stuff, and they did a thing of saying how many photos we need. And that's where I come up with the 100 photos, because, you know, if what they say is, you know, if we do 100 photos, this, I don't know if I'm going to be able to show it. Nope. I'm not. Yep. There it is. If we do 100 photos, you can see that big green line there. We can get, if we have over 100 photos, we can do 385 phone call or clicks to your website and 87 phone calls. If we have only 50 to 100, we're only going to get 100 in website visits and only 29 phone calls. So that is the importance of why to have 100 photos plus. Then I've actually had a buddy of mine send me a picture of how many photos they had. And so they have over 1,052 photos, and I want to see if I can get this to come in here of what the number is. They had 18,923 total views in the last month. Now, if we have that kind of views, what do you think our phone is going to do on that? It's pretty good chance that it is going to ring and ring a lot. And so this is the important part of getting our Google My Business set in the very beginning. Because even if I tell you to go put out signs, and you go put out signs, right? And you go put out all these signs, but you never did your Google My Business, the problem you're going to run into is you need to tell that customer, I want some reviews. And so if we never set that up in the very beginning, we don't have nowhere to be able to send these people, so that way we can send these people to get reviews. And so that's why I want you to set up the very first thing is your Google My Business. I don't care about Facebook. I don't care about anything else but Google My Business, because Google My Business is going to be the long-term game of keeping your business and doors open. You know, I can get you jobs. Go buy 100 signs. You go buy 100 signs and put them out, and you're going to get jobs. That's a guaranteed, 100% guarantee that if you go put out signs, you're going to get business. You might get other things that you don't want, but 99% of the time, you're going to get business. And what I mean by what you don't want is the city calling you and telling you to take them down. And so obviously you don't want that, right? Because that's not going to grow our business. That's not going to get us to 10K a month. Now, who did I know? I got two people in Florida that got to 10K a month. And I have one person in Georgia that I know hit 10K a month. I know there's several other out there that have hit 10K that have followed me and do as I say and all that kind of stuff. I'm not crazy. Well, that's probably an opinion, but I'm mostly not crazy. but I know how to get business. I know how to get you to 10K a month. Now, is it easy? No. In fact, one of the guys that got 10K a month cried like a baby in July and August when I told him it was going to be slow. And even September was kind of slow. But he kept doing what I said to do. And guess what? He hit 10 grand. He hit more than 10 grand. He hit 11.5 and a wad of cash about this big. And so that's what happens when you do as I say and get it to where you need to go. The next thing that we need to do, so we need to get our Google My Business, and then we can go put out signs and that'll get business. We can go on YouTube or on Facebook. I've been promoting pushing LinkedIn a lot. And here's why I'm pushing LinkedIn a lot. I know people that have just got on LinkedIn and started doing stuff are getting quotes from LinkedIn. They're getting jobs from LinkedIn. Because you know why? Nobody else is on LinkedIn. But you know who's on LinkedIn? People that got this. And when people got money, that's the people we want to target. We don't want to target poor people. We want to target people that can spend money to be able to have stuff clean. And not only that, we know their job titles. We can search by LinkedIn what they do. And so when we search what they do and we find out that they're a property manager, we're going to hit the big connect button because we want to connect with these people. And you know, the great thing about LinkedIn is once you start connecting with people like this, they're going to show you some more people that are like that. And you can go through their little friends list and guess what? They're property managers too. And so guess what? That means we are going to grow our network and we're going to network with these people because if we can get into one job and then he can give us to another job, guess what? That is a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful gift that keeps on giving. And yes, this is my new sweatshirt that just came in. But yes. So what else do we need to do to get to 10K? Is it going to get to 10K just like that? No, it's not. It's going to take some work. Again, like I say, the biggest thing we got to learn is how do we get our average ticket up? So that way, you know, if we can get an average ticket of $500 a day, guess what? We need one job a day, 5 days a week. We don't need 25 jobs a day or a week. We only need five jobs a week, and we make 10 grand. And so, you know, now I understand that not all parts of the country we're going to get 10 grand a month every month. In fact, but if we can average $10,000 to $15,000, and this is a one-man operation. All three people that I'm talking about right now is a one-man operation. They've made 10 grand a month by themselves. And yes, you can do that. You know what that means? You put a whole lot of money in your pocket when you're doing this. And that is the beauty of doing 10 grand a month. So the next thing we need to do is we need to figure out, you know, our systems. Because when we set up systems, it makes life a lot easier. Now, everything we do is a system. You know, whether it's a good system or a bad system, that is where it comes down to, you know, the systems of being good system versus bad systems. And so we need systems of how do we answer the phone? How do we get customers? How do we get 5-star reviews? How do we get payment? How do we start the job? What do we do when we're finished with the job? All of this stuff needs to be systematized. And the beautiful thing about when we do that is when we get it all in a system, then it works perfect. And then if we want to keep growing it and we have it in a good system, then we can start adding employees to the system, not the system going to the employee. Because at that point, that is when we are going to have failures. And the last thing we want to do is have failures. So how most of these guys got their 10 grand is this. They went out, put signs out. Some of them have ran AdWords. Some of them have done door-to-door. Some of them have done LinkedIn. Some of them have just a little bit of everything. Basically what I teach of how to get customers. Because at the end of the day, that's how we grow our business. It doesn't matter who has the best equipment. In fact, out of all three of the people that I hit 10 grand, don't have very nice equipment. They have a little trailer or in the back of a pickup truck, less than $3,000, and they making 10 grand a month. We don't need no $30,000 trailer to make 10 grand a month. Because if we have a $30,000 trailer and we're only making $10,000 a month, we're going to have issues at that point. Now, I also understand, I got on sidetracked into where I was going. You know, if I make 10 grand a month for 12 months, that's $120,000. Now, I also understand that some places you're not going to work 12 months out of the year. You're only going to work maybe 8 or 9 months out of the year. So you make $80,000 or $90,000. I mean, that's still pretty good living. And if we need to, obviously we need to bump up if we need to do more than that. Big Rob, I started in April. And Rob started in April, or Greg Townsend, one of the guys I'm talking about, started in April. Jason started pressure washing this year. He mostly did painting before that. And I don't know. I know Kyle's on here. When did Kyle, when did you start? Did you start this year, or what did you start last year? But that's how these three guys have got to 10 grand a month. And I know for all a fact for all three of those, they're going to have way better next year. Again, you get that marketing in, and it keeps it going. And then guess what? It just keeps going over and over and over. And so, you know, we figure out how to do LinkedIn as a system. You know, we post 3 times a week. We comment on other people's stuff. We talk. We network with these people. We keep bringing people into our network. We connect with 10, 20 people a week. That's right, a week. And then we keep connecting. And then we go through and we make sure that we are liking and talking. And we're not just saying, hey, I'm a pressure washer, I'm a pressure washer. No, you know, actually, Benjamin, one of the guys that I knew this from my time of thing when I did it, but he's been doing it recently. And, you know, he posts 3 times a week of a video of it's less than a minute long. And some, one of it is a sidewalk picture, a picture of a sidewalk. And it's a picture of a wherever it's clean and dirty. And it's got a little red line and it goes clean, dirty, clean, dirty. And I watched it for the whole 60 seconds because it amazed me how clean this stupid thing was. It looked brand new and it was just clean, dirty, clean, dirty, clean, dirty. And it looks amazing. And so then what do I do again? I keep connecting. And when people comment on my stuff, I say, thank you. That's awesome. Stuff like that. Because I want to connect on LinkedIn. And then once LinkedIn keeps going, they're going to keep sending people to me because I'm responding. I'm using the system. I'm doing all this stuff for my LinkedIn. So then that way, when they need pressure washing, hey, I'm a pressure washer. And, you know, maybe I talk a little bit about Christmas lights. Hey, look at all these amazing Christmas lights. And I have guys that I'm friends with that do Christmas lights, and they do the same thing. They're doing the same thing. It's like they might be listening to me. I'm pretty sure most of them are because I've actually talked to the guys like, I follow all your stuff, dude. And so, and he posts 3-4 times a week of Christmas lights. And guess what? He's getting business. He's growing. He's being successful. And at the end of the day, that's what I want you to be, is successful. It takes work to get successful, but it can be done. We can't sit in our chair. We can't sit in the couch and think that the phone is just going to ring. It does not work that way. Period. I guarantee you one thing. It does not work by sitting in my chair doing nothing. To make things happen, I have to do stuff. And to do stuff, that means I either have to, you know, put out signs. I have to do different things to make this thing happen. You know, we have to go out there. And here's the thing. How long can you pressure wash during the winter month? Not much. You're in Tennessee, you probably can do a little bit more. The farther north you get, the less you're going to do. Some years can be a lot, some years can be none. But this is what I want to talk to you about, what you can do in the wintertime. In the wintertime is a great time to sit your butt in that chair and get on the computer and get in there and do LinkedIn. Get in there and do your Google My Business. Get in there and get citations. Get in there for your Google My Business. Get in there and get over 100 pictures. Also, when we're doing jobs, this is part of that system. Remember, I always say systems. You know, one of the systems that I did is is make sure you're taking your before and after pictures. The before and after pictures are not only to cover your butt of something that you screwed up. The before and after pictures is stuff that you can come back home and do a before and after of that house and put it on your little Google My Business thing. And guess what? Now, you remember on that guy I was telling you about had over a thousand photos, but it had over 18,000 views in 30 days. You think that's going to make your phone ring? He's doing over $1 million, the dude I'm talking about. Guess what? That's what we got to do. That's what we got to focus on. That's what we got to strive for. You know, systems is what makes sure things happen. You know, have a checklist. Oh, Jason, I know it all. I know you think you know it all. But what happens is we get tired, we get lazy, and we get in a hurry, and we're like, you know what? I need to hurry up. And we don't make sure that it gets done. So get in a system so that way it happens every time. Every time we're making sure we're getting our befores and afters. And then that night, get in a habit of getting on YouTube or getting on Google My Business and adding that picture. If you do that, and if you want, you could add it in a post right then. Go do a post right then. Hey, doing some vinyl siding cleaning in Cold Springs. And then the next job, hey, doing some concrete cleaning in but with before and afters in Cincinnati. Hey, doing a driveway cleaning in Loveland, Ohio. Guess what? That was three posts I just did today, and it might have taken me a little bit of time. It took me maybe 10, 15 minutes, but that 10 or 15 minutes is going to give me more money. That 10 or 15 minutes of dealing with our Google My Business is going to give you more money than that $300 an hour, that $500 house wash. Because when we do that, Google is going to say, here you go. Here's some more people that are looking for what you're doing. And when we feed the beast of Google and that happens, all that does is just keep bringing us up. Keep bringing us up. Jason is the captain in your picks, important on GMB. I can't go back. Yes, it is important to add those before we do much on that. It is important to do that. Definitely get in there. And so the question was making sure that we add the title and description and the pictures of the JPEG before we upload them. Now, I understand if we upload them as a post, it don't happen. But if we're putting them pictures on the backside or in Google My Business, that is it. What other pictures do we need to put up there? Well, we don't just put before and afters up there. When we do that, they don't know who you are. They don't know if you're some big scary guy with a big red beard and or not. So we want to put those pictures of us cleaning. You know, that picture that I posted of my thumbnail on here was a picture of one of my guys pressure washing. And so we want to put our employees on there. We want to put us on there. If we're the one cleaning it, then we're going to put pictures of us. Even if you look like people like Greg Townsend and he's got the, I don't know what it's called. Even if you look big and scary, put it on there. Is it going to turn some people away? It might, but a lot of other people don't know what you're coming. And you know what? Even if you look big and scary, but you have a nice uniform on and you look decent and you answered the phone when you did it, guess what? They're going to call you every time. And if you call them back and you give them a quote in a timely manner, you're going to get more business. You're going to get to that $10,000 level. And you know what happens after you do keep doing this for a little bit? Then we go from $10,000 to $20,000 to $30,000 a month. That is how we grow and scale. Because when we do this, or this is what will happen. You will get so booked up that you're booked out so far. Then you know what you do is, I'm going to raise my prices. And you know what happens when we raise our prices? Our average ticket per day goes up. And when our average ticket per day goes up, That means we make more money and do less work. And that is a beautiful thing at the end of the day. Who wants to do less work and make more money? There's not anybody in here that I would think says, I want to do all the work and make the least amount of money. Now, I understand that money is not everything. But I also understand that money makes things a lot easier at the end of the day. And so when we do this, that is the beauty about getting booked out for 2, 3, 4 weeks. Because when we get booked out 2 weeks, go ahead and start raising those prices. Because, you know, a lot of times we think that we can't raise our prices. A lot of times we think, I don't want to raise my prices because I might not get business. If the phone is ringing, raise your prices. If you're closing more than 50, 60%, raise your prices. That will be the best thing you do. If you know the guys I love, I close 80% of my jobs, and then raise your prices. You're leaving money on the table. You leave money on the table when you don't raise your prices. You're like, bye-bye, money. Nice knowing you. It would have been nice to have in my pocket, but it's staying in that pocket. So this is why we have to get booked out and start raising our prices. Figure out how we do it. Now, the next thing I'm going to talk about, I went a long time on this, but finding our niche. Whatever you want to call it, N-I-C-H-E, niche. One of the guys up there found a niche in paver sealing. And so he'd done a lot of paver sealers. And guess what? Guess what happens when we do paver sealers? Our average ticket goes flying through the freaking roof. And so when we find a niche, I'm not saying it has to be paver sealing. It can be anything. It could be roofs. It could be, you know, gutter clean out. Anything that we can focus on. It could be decks. I know I hate doing decks, but if you know how to make that a niche and you're good at them, you can make a ton of money doing decks. Why is that? Because nobody wants to do the stupid things. So if we can go in there and find a niche, we can grow even faster. And so one of the guys that hit 10K that I'm talking about tonight is in a niche of paver sealing. And paver sealing jobs are a great money maker, period. That, I mean, they are huge. That's me, paver sealer preacher. And so paver sealing is a great way to get in a niche and hit it hard. Painting is not a niche to be in. Painting is a niche. It's just regular old house painting isn't the niche you want to be in. You know, you want to be the specialized painter or something. You want to be the person that everybody knows that if you got paver sealing, you're going to this guy. If you want your house painted right the first time without a bunch of drug users, you go to this guy. That is the niche you got to find and make it happen. So find a niche and do it well. You know, your niche might be house washing. You know, I know people that don't like to get on roofs. I was talking to somebody and they're like, if I could just house wash every day, I wouldn't do nothing else. I'm like, I'm with you on that. I love house washing. I don't like concrete cleaning. I don't like deck cleaning. And I don't really like roof cleaning. Roof cleaning is stressful for me. I got to worry about all these stupid bushes dying. I got to worry about screwing stuff up because I'm using heavy, hard chemicals. And so this is things that you got to look at and make sure that you're doing it right at the end of the day. All right. I think I'm done with my rant. That was 30 minutes of rant. So who here wants to make 10K a month? If you are, maybe you might want to make 20 or 30. But the biggest thing that I think, after listening to Jason, my first job was 450, been up there ever since. You know, and that is a beautiful thing. You know, a lot of people think that, oh, I'm going to I'm going to go cheap because I want to get started. And I'm going to get cheap. Well, you know what happens when you get cheap? You never raise your prices because you don't know what your worth is. And so when you don't know what your worth is, you never raise your prices. And so that is something that I've been harping a whole lot this year is raise your prices. Raise your prices. Because a lot of times we have a mindset of we cannot charge that much or they will never pay that much. You're right. You will never pay that much. But they, our customer, may. And so again, as Jason always says, you are not your customer. So don't put pricing as you are the customer. Put pricing as they are the customer and they're wanting to open their wallet and you're willing to take their money. And that is our customer. Them are the customers we want. We don't want the customers of, because here at the end of the day, the biggest pain in the butt customer is usually the $99 guy. And so when we're dealing with the $99 customer, they will complain bigger than they will nitpick it together. That house hasn't been washed in 20 years and it don't look perfectly brand new. Well, no, it don't look brand new because it hasn't been cleaned in 20 years. You know, you're lucky there's any paint left underneath of the stupid thing. And so that is why we don't want that customer. We want the customer that wants their house washed every year. That is the most beautiful customer ever. You go in there and you're like 10 minutes and you're done. And it looks amazing because it's really just got some cobwebs and crap on it. And that is the beautiful thing.